Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Masechus Nazir, Daf Lamed Beis, the fifth parak, Beis Shammai. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, then the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Alf Amed Beis, Beis Shammai sought to prove that erroneous hektish is effective from the fact that one who mistakenly declares a ninth or 11th animal as the 10th from Eis Behema, it becomes Kadosh. Rav Nachman says to Usavol Kabanaso, his error makes the ninth Kadosh, but not his intent, meaning if he intentionally declares the ninth as the 10th, it does not become Kadosh. Rav Chisson Rabba Rav Huna say, to Usavol Koshekin Kabanaso, his error affects Kadosh, and certainly his intent to do so does. Rava asked that according to Rav Nachman, why did Beis Hillel not respond in our Mishnah, Mala Meiser Shekin Eino Kadosh B'Kavana? How can you compare Hektish to Meiser in which the ninth is not Kadosh when done deliberately? Rav Shimon Bar Ashi suggested that Kal Vachomer could be made from Meis Behema to Hektish, since Hektish is more easily created by taking effect with intent, but retracted by pointing out the Hektish B'Daita D'Maritali. Hektish depends on the intent of the owner. Point number two, the next mission to discuss is one who declared Nazirus, assuming he had the animals necessary for his Karbanis and found they were stolen. If he declared Nazirus before they were stolen, his Nazirus remains valid because such an event is nolad, an unexpected development which cannot void a vow. If it had been stolen beforehand, the Nazirus is void, having been made under mistaken presumptions. The Mishnah relates that Nachum Amadi erred in this regard. When Nazirim came from outside Eretz Yisrael to bring their Karbanos and found the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, he asked them, Ilu Hayisim Yodim Shebeis HaMikdash Harev, Hayisim Nozrim? If you would have known the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, would you have declared Nazirus and permitted them based on this heter? But when the matter came to the Chachamim, they said that only those who vowed after the Churban are permitted, but those who vowed before are not, because the Churban is an event of Nolad. Rav Yosef declared that if he had been there, he would have responded that since Nevim told them about the Churban beforehand, it is not Nolad. The Gemara responds that although they knew it would be destroyed, and even knew in which year, they did not know precisely which day. And point number three, the next mission states, people were walking on a path and someone was approaching them. Amar Echon Mehen, Harni Nazir Shezeb Poni, and one said, I'm a Nazir that he is Poni. V'echon Amar Harni Nazir She'ein Zeb Poni. And another said, I'm a Nazir that he is not Poni. Harni Nazir She'echon Mechem Nazir. The third said, I'm a Nazir that one of you is a Nazir. She'ein Echon Mechem Nazir. A fourth declared Nazir said, neither of you is a Nazir. She'shnechem Nazirim. A fifth declared Nazir said, both of you are Nazirim. She'kulchem Nazirim. And a sixth declared Nazir that all five of you are Nazirim. Beis Shammai say they are all Nazirim because although surely some of them were mistaken, they hold erroneous Nazirus as effective. Beis Hillel say, Einu Nazir el Mishu Niskaim Udvarav. No one is a Nazir except he whose words are not fulfilled. They hold only a correct Nazirus as valid, and the Gemara will explain their words, which seem to say the opposite. Rabbi Tarfon says none are Nazirim because he holds that only Nazirus, which is clear at the time of the declaration, is effective. So once again, the three points are, number one, in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Alef Amud Beis, Beis Shammai sought to prove that erroneous hektish is effective from the fact that one who mistakenly declares a ninth or 11th animal as the 10th from Eis Behema, it becomes Kadosh. Rav Nachman says to Usavol Kabanaso, his error makes the ninth Kadosh, but not his intent, meaning if he intentionally declares the ninth as the 10th, it does not become Kadosh. Rav Chisson Rabba Rav Huna say, to Usavol Koshekin Kabanaso, his error affects Kadosh, and certainly his intent to do so does. Rava asked that according to Rav Nachman, why did Beis Hillel not respond in our Mishnah, Mala Meiser Shekin Eino Kadosh B'Kavana? How can you compare Hektish to Meiser in which the ninth is not Kadosh when done deliberately? Rav Shimon Bar Ashi suggested that Kal Vachomer could be made from Meis Behema to Hektish, since Hektish is more easily created by taking effect with intent, but retracted by pointing out the Hektish B'Daita D'Maritali. Hektish depends on the intent of the owner. Point number two, the next mission to discuss is one who declared Nazirus, assuming he had the animals necessary for his Karbanis and found they were stolen. If he declared Nazirus before they were stolen, his Nazirus remains valid because such an event is nolad, an unexpected development which cannot void a vow. If it had been stolen beforehand, the Nazirus is void, having been made under mistaken presumptions. The Mishnah relates that Nachum Amadi erred in this regard. When Nazirim came from outside Eretz Yisrael to bring their Karbanos and found the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, he asked them, Ilu Hayisim Yodim Shebeis HaMikdash Harev, Hayisim Nozrim? If you would have known the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, would you have declared Nazirus and permitted them based on this heter? But when the matter came to the Chachamim, they said that only those who vowed after the Churban are permitted, but those who vowed before are not, because the Churban is an event of Nolad. Rav Yosef declared that if he had been there, he would have responded that since Nevim told them about the Churban beforehand, it is not Nolad. The Gemara responds that although they knew it would be destroyed, and even knew in which year, they did not know precisely which day. And point number three, the next mission states, Hayimahalchim aderecha echad bakin negdan. People were walking on a path and someone was approaching them. Amar echad mehen, harni nazir shezeh poni. And one said, I'm a nazir that he is poni. Ve'echad amar harni nazir she'ein zeh poni. And another said, I'm a nazir that he is not poni. Harni nazir she'echad mechem nazir. The third said, I'm a nazir that one of you is a nazir. She'ein echad mechem nazir. A fourth declared nazir said, neither of you is a nazir. She'shnechem nazirim. A fifth declared nazir said, both of you are nazirim. She'kulchem nazirim. And a sixth declared nazir that all five of you are nazirim. But Shammai say they are all nazirim because although surely some of them were mistaken, they hold erroneous naziris as effective. But Basil will say, Einu nazir el mishu niskaim udvarav. No one is a nazir except he whose words are not fulfilled. They hold only a correct Naziris as valid, and the Gemara will explain their words, which seem to say the opposite. Rabbi Tarfon says none are Nazirim, because he holds that only Naziris, which is clear at the time of the declaration, is effective. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Lamed Beis, and our standard Siman is a mad scientist in a lab. A mad scientist in a lab. So here goes. The hairy mad scientist sitting in his Kavana lab, who got nervous when the computer determined the ninth animal that was intentionally named Meister Behema as not effective, and printed a Nolad error message about folks who were Makabal Naziris, not knowing the base of Migdash was already destroyed, called it a day when the machine blew a fuse while analyzing six people who made conflicting Naziris declarations regarding someone's identity. Once again, it's a motion. The hairy mad scientist sitting in his Kavana lab. Mad scientist in a lab? That must be more on Duff Lamed Beis. The hairy mad scientist sitting in his Kavana lab, who got nervous when the computer determined the ninth animal that was intentionally named Meister Behema as not effective, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, Beis Shammai sought to prove that erroneous hektish is effective from the fact that one who mistakenly declares a ninth or 11th animal as 10th for Meister Behema, it becomes kadosh. Rav Nachman says, Ta'usavu kavanaso. His error makes the ninth kadosh, but not his intent, meaning if he intentionally declares the ninth as 10th, it does not become kadosh. Rav Chist and Rabba Barav Huna say, Ta'usa b'kosha ken kavanaso. His error affects kadusha, and certainly his intent to do so does. So the hairy mad scientist sitting in his Kavana lab, who got nervous when the computer determined the ninth animal that was intentionally named Meister Behema as not effective, and printed a Nolad error message about folks who were Makabal Naziris not knowing the base of Migdash was already destroyed. Which reminds us, the mission relates that Nachman Mani erred in regard to Nolad, an unexpected development which cannot void a vow. When Nazirim came from outside Eretz Yisrael to bring their Kabanas and found the base of Migdash destroyed, he asked them, Yula Yisim Yodim Shah base of Migdash Harif, Ayisim Nozrim, if you would have known the base of Migdash would be destroyed, would you have declared Naziris and permitted them based on this heter? But when the matter came to the Chachamim, they said that only those who vowed after the Churban are permitted, but those who vowed before are not, because the Churban is an event of Nolad. So the hairy mad scientist sitting in his Kavana lab, who got nervous when the computer determined the ninth animal that was intentionally named Meister Behema as not effective, and printed a Nolad error message about folks who were Makabal Naziris not knowing the base of Migdash was already destroyed, called it a day when the machine blew a fuse while analyzing six people who made conflicting Naziris declarations regarding someone's identity, which reminds us, the mission brings the case of six people who made conflicting Naziris declarations regarding someone's identity and a three-way machlokes regarding who, if any, are Nazirim. So once again, the hairy mad scientist sitting in his Kavana lab, who got nervous when the computer determined the ninth animal that was intentionally named Meister Behema as not effective, and printed a Nolad error message about folks who were Makabal Naziris not knowing the base of Migdash was already destroyed, called it a day when the machine blew a fuse while analyzing six people who made conflicting Naziris declarations regarding someone's identity. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Chazar. Dav Chav Ches. So the Siman Dav Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The hairy strongman, that must be more on Daf Chav Ches, Koach. The hairy strongman who thought he could be made for his wife's Naziris even after all her kabbanas were brought, which reminds us, the Mishnah states a three-way chokes regarding when a husband can no longer be made for his wife's Naziris. The Tanakhama holds it's once the blood of one of her kabbanas was sprinkled. Rabbi Kiva says it's merely after one of the kabbanas is shachted, which is because of Hepsed Kadshim, a loss of Kadshim, and Remer holds he can be made for it even after all three kabbanas are brought, because he can say he does not want a wife with a shaved head. So the hairy strongman who thought he could be made for his wife's Naziris, even after all her karbanos were brought, broke his barbells in frustration when he found out that he could not even be made for after her chattas, was merely shechted because of hepsid kachim, which reminds us Rabbi Akiva's position that he cannot be made for after karban is merely shechted because of hepsid kachim, a loss of kachim, that's specifically referring to a chattas, because for the ol and shlami, he could let the blood be sprinkled not for its original purpose, and that will permit the meat to be eaten, like we learned from the Kivsei Atzeres. So the hairy strongman who thought he could be made for his wife's Naziris, even after all her karbanos were brought, broke his barbells in frustration when he found out that he could not even be made for after Ochatos was merely shechted because of Hepsid Kachim, and saw his son, whom he declared a Nazir, reject his Naziris by shaving his head. Which reminds us, the next mission states that Ish Madaris Beno Benazir, a man may declare his son a Nazir, Ve'ina Ish Madaris as Bena Benazir, but a woman cannot declare her son a Nazir. And this Naziris may be rejected. How so? If he shaved or his relative shaved him, thus demonstrating an objection to the Naziris, or if he or his relatives protested the Naziris, then the Naziris is void. Dav Chav Tes. So the Simmer Dav Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The father made his young son sitting on a hairy cot. Cot? That must be one Dav Chav Tes. The father made his young son sitting on a hairy cot a Nazir to be Mechanech him, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that a father may make his son who is a minor a Nazir. Rav Yochanan says, Halachi ibn Nazir. It's a halacha l'mosh Sinai regarding Nazir. Reish Lakish was quoted as saying, Kedei l'chanukh b'mitzvos. The rabbis enacted it for the father to train his son for mitzvahs, as Rosh explains that Naziris is an exercise in abstinence. The Gemara explains, according to Reish Lakish, why only a father can make a son a Nazir, why he cannot make his daughter a Nazir, and why relatives can protest. So, the father who made his young son sitting on a hairy cot, a Nazir to be machanech him, showed him the razor, karbanos, and berchatas, which be used at the end of his Naziris, which reminds us, the Gemara explains according to Reish Lakish, who holds that the father can declare his son as a Nazir as an act of chinuch, how the father is permitted to have the child's hair shaved and not be over a kavas rosh, how karbanos can be brought on his behalf and not be over on bringing chulin into the azara, and how he could do malika on the chattas bird. So the father who made his young son sitting on a hairy cot, a Nazir to be machanech him, showed him the razor, karbanos, and bird chattas, which would be used at the end of his Naziris, and told his older son that he couldn't do the same because he had already reached the age of Nadarim, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a focus into what age a father can declare a son a Nazir. Rabbi says, Ad shiyavi shtei sa'aros, until he grows two pubic hairs. Rav Yosi Breid Rav Yehuda says, Ad shiyagio knows Nadarim, until he reaches the age of Nadarim, which is a year before adulthood, when he can declare his own Nadarim. Daf Lamed, so the Simmer Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The hairy Rebbe, Rebbe, that must be more in Daf Lamed, Melamed. The hairy Rebbe who declared in front of his class that he was a Nazir on condition he can shave using his late father's Naziris funds, which reminds us the next mission states, Aish Magalecha Naziris Aviv, a man can shave using his father's Naziris funds for his karbanos. Yossi says the case that he may use the funds is where one's father was a Nazir and he designated unspecified money for his Naziris karbanos and died, and then the son said, I'm hereby a Nazir on condition I can shave using my father's Naziris funds. This is the one who can shave using his father's Naziris. The Gemara explains that this exception to the general rule that one cannot use someone else's designated funds for his karbanos is halacha l'moshe Sinai. So the hairy Rebbe who declared in front of his class that he was a Nazir on condition he can shave using his late father's Naziris funds didn't know what to do when his older brother, the Bechor, entered the classroom and said he had declared the same thing, which reminds us, Rabba asks, if one had two sons who were Nazirim, what is the halacha? Do we say it's halacha Moshe Misinai and does not follow the laws of inheritance? So whoever accepts Naziris first shaves using his father's funds, or this was taught as an inheritance and he may use half. Rav inquired if we assume that they split the funds, Bechor Pashut Mai, if there's a firstborn son and an ordinary son, what is the halacha? So the hairy Rebbe who declared in front of his class that he was a Nazir on condition he can shave using his late father's Naziris funds did not know what to do when his older brother, the Bechor, entered the classroom and said he had declared the same thing, until one of his prized Talmidim pointed out that his brother cannot, since he is a Nazir Olam. And his father was a Nazir Stam. Which reminds the Gemara, what if the father was a Nazir Olam, and he was a Nazir Stam, or vice versa? Or the father was a Nazir Tahor, and he was a Nazir Tame, or vice versa? What is the halacha regarding using his father's funds? The Gemara leaves these questions as a taker. Daf Lamedov, so the Simon Daf Lamedov relates to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. The hairy judge, that must be more in Daf Lamedov, the law, judge. The hairy judge at the annual ox competition, who declared the black ox which comes out first as the Hekdesh winner, was embarrassed when a white ox came out first, which reminds us, we have a Machlokas Beisham Beisilo, whether Hekdesh toes Hekdesh, with the first example being, one who said the black ox which will leave my house first is hektish, and instead a white ox left first. Beis Shammai say it is hektish, and Beis Hillel say it is not. Beis Shammai learns tchilas hektish mesof hektish, that we derive original hektish from secondary hektish, meaning tamura, ma tamura afil batalus, just as tamura is effective even in error, of hektish afil batalus, so to original hektish is effective even in error. Beis Hillel contend that an original creation of hektish cannot be derived from a transfer from an existing hektish. So the hairy judge at the annual ox competition, who declared the black ox which comes out first as a hektish winner, was embarrassed when a white ox came out first. So he sheepishly explained that he meant the black ox that leaves first among the black oxen, which reminds us, Rapapa interprets our Mishnah differently. This is the purpose first was said, meaning when it leaves first among the black oxen. Beis Hillel do not agree that this was his intent. According to Rapapa, hektish betalus does not refer here to erroneous hektish, but to an unclear declaration that is reinterpreted. Rapapa also understands that Beis Shammai say it is the first black ox to leave, which is hektish, as opposed to the first understanding that it was the white ox, which actually left first, which is hektish. So the hairy judge of the annual ox competition, who declared the black ox which comes out first as the hektish winner, was embarrassed when a white ox came out first, so he sheepishly explained that he meant the black ox that leaves first among the black oxen. And he was written up in the local paper as the stingiest judge ever when he said that, in hindsight, he would have been Makdish the cheaper white ox had he known that it came out first. Which reminds us, Abai explains that our Mishnah refers to one who said after oxen left his house, the black ox which left first is hektish, mistakenly thinking it was his black ox. Upon hearing it was the white one, he said that had he known as much, he would have declared the white one hektish. The Mishnah is thus a true case of erroneous hektish. The Gemara proves from the second case that a presumed gold dinar turned out to be silver, that ki makdish ba'ayin ra makdish. When one is makdish, he is makdish stingily. Therefore, it is reasonable that if he would be makdish a gold dinar, he should be satisfied being makdish a silver one. All right, so now it's time to conclude their Pal quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which Duffy Malkokas, when one intentionally names the ninth animal as Maisa Behema, whether it is Kadosh, that's on Duff? Lamed Beis. Good. Number 2. Which Duffy, when a father can declare his son a Nazir, but the son can reject it by shaving his hair, that's on Duff? Chavchas. Good. Number 3. Which Duffy, when the Rapapa says the Mishnah's cases where one said, the black ox that leaves first among the black oxen, that's on Duff? Lamanov. Good. Number 4. Which Duffy of the question of a son can use his father's funds if he is a Nazir Olam and the father was a Nazir Stam? That's on Duff. Lamed. Good. Number 5. Which Duffy of Machok is in a case where 6 people made conflicting Nazir's declarations regarding someone's identity? That's on Duff. Lamed Beis. Good. Number 6. Which Duffy of the one is only Yotzi with his own carbon chattas, not his father's? That's on Duff. Chavzayim. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we machokas whether declaring a son a nazir is a halacha l'moshim Sinai or is an act of chinuch? That's on daf. Chavtes. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have the question what the halacha is when one has 2 sons who want to use their father's funds where one is the bechor? That's on daf. Lamed. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have the case when nazirim came from outside Eretz Yisrael to bring their karbanos and found the base of Mikdash destroyed? That's on daf. Lamed Beis. Good. Number 10. Which stuff be the case where a man says that had he known as much, he would have declared the white ox hektish, since ki makdish ba'ayin ra makdish. When one is makdish, he's makdish stingily. That's on Duff. Lamed Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.